Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And get excited about Jesus. For this is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day. Come on, somebody. This is the day that the Lord has made. And the Bible says, let us, that's you and I, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Why should we be glad? Because this is the day that the Lord has made. We think of every other reason not to rejoice, but we understand that it's all about the kingdom of God. Let his glory rest upon you today. Get excited because God has a plan for our lives. We may not have a plan, but I tell you, when God made this day, he didn't just make it, but he put us in it. He put us in it, and he said, rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad. How many of us is glad in the day that the Lord has made? There's something about the day that the Lord has given us. Come on, I know that you're excited and you're delighted that God woke you up. But I want to say, hallelujah, salvation and honor. I'm going to play a portion of this song, and I want to encourage you to thank God for the day that he has made. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God, he's omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is wonderful. Everybody sing to him.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory belong to him.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power to the Lord our God.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God.
For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God.
Say the Lord our God.
Hallelujah. He's wonderful. All praises to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Give your glory in the sanctuary.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you today. Let a hallelujah, hallelujah be in your spirit. Let a hallelujah be in your spirit. Let a hallelujah be in your spirit. Touch heaven with your hallelujah. It doesn't matter what's going on. But I'll tell you one thing. If you allow a hallelujah to be in your spirit, then you can touch heaven. You can touch the heart of God. I'll tell you, say hallelujah. Don't be too proud to say hallelujah. Don't be too hard-hearted to say hallelujah. Don't be too stuck in yourself that you can't say hallelujah. Put a praise on it. I'm asking everyone on the line, everyone in the sound of my voice, that you would say hallelujah. Come on, God is looking at you. He's looking to be praised. He's looking to be praised. God said, say hallelujah. Give all the praises to him. That's where we at today. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, for it all, everything belongs to God. Did you not know it? God said, tell the people around you to say hallelujah, salvation and glory. Listen, those words mean something. Those words are saying something. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. All of that is talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I praise God for you, and I thank God for you being here today. We're going to be talking about the way forward. The way forward. The way forward. Sometimes we can get stuck and not know what to do next. But I want you to see God moving in that hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Let a praise be in your lips. Let a praise be in your heart. Let a praise come out your mouth for all of the praises belongs to God. Hallelujah. Say it till you feel it. Say it until you hear that sound that's coming from heaven. I tell you, if you stay there, Jesus will become the center of it all. Amen. 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 I want you to get your Bibles out. Because we don't come to a fight without our weapons. So if you don't have your Bible, I want to encourage you to go and look for one. Go find one. Go pull one up on your phone. Because we're going to talk about the way forward. From this day forward, you know how when you get married and the pastor, the preacher say, let death do us part. That's the only way we're going to part is through death. So I want you to say to Jesus, let death do us part. So what does that mean? No matter what happened, no matter what it looked like, this is a personal thing, Father. It's between you and I. For this is the day that you've made. And me, take it personal. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Why should I rejoice? For I know my days are numbered. And I know that I'm here on an assignment for the Master. It's not about me, but it's all about you. Amen. Amen. Let the trumpet sound in your ear. Hallelujah. 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 And as you're getting prepared, prepare your hearts. Because God is looking for a pure heart. See, everything the enemy does is to attack the condition of your heart. It's to attack the condition of your heart. So I'm going to touch that, but I want you to allow him to be the center of it all as we move forward. Amen. So I'm going to ask you if you would turn to Matthew's, hallelujah, Matthew's chapter 5. You know, I like to say live at 5, we're here on the weekdays, live at 5 Eastern Standard Time. But I want you to turn to Matthew's chapter 5, the first verse, hallelujah, and I shall be reading for the edification of the Word of God, verses 1 through 12. Amen, amen. As we go into meditation for a moment, I want you to be blessed with Jesus being the center of everything that you do, not just some things, but everything.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Hear me back. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all.
From beginning to the end.
It will always be. It's always been you.
What the Lord is looking for. He's looking to be the center of our lives. Hold your Bible up. Hallelujah. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do, hallelujah, what it says I can do. And this afternoon, I am being taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same again. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In the mighty, matchless, marvelous name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you, there's something about the Word of God. There's something about making him the center of everything that you do, everything that you say, every place that you go. This is real. When we get into the presence of the Father, there's a place that God wants us to be where he can live in us so that he can speak through us and that others will become more like him. Amen. We want to be able to unlock the mysteries, discover what's real, because heaven is real. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Let us read Matthew 5, 5th chapter, verses 1 through 12. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, when Jesus saw the crowd, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely. Hallelujah. On my account. Rejoice. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Listen, let Jesus be the center of it all. Let him be the center, so that you are the blessed one.
Jesus has
Can you imagine that nothing else matters? It would be no high blood pressure. It would be no kidney disease, no heart disease. If nothing else mattered, if Jesus was the center of our day, if Jesus was the center of our thoughts, if Jesus was the center of our being and nothing else would matter, there would be such a supernatural peace. And that's when we would be able to have an attitude of gratitude, because these are the beatitudes that I read to you today. Blessed. Listen, when Jesus sat down with the crowd, I want you to see this thing, because this is real. I want to reveal the mysteries, and I want to unlock some things to you today. When he sat down with his disciples, after they came to him, when people come to you, I want you to emulate Jesus. He said, when Jesus saw the crowd, because didn't anything sneak up on him, he saw the crowd coming. Guess what he did? He went up to the mountain so he could see clearly. And he sat there. He didn't get caught by surprise. He was in expectation. And they came to him. And then he began to speak. Hallelujah. And he taught them. Blessed are the poor in spirit, and theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, sometimes we see the poor in spirit, and what do? We'll belittle them, poor in spirit. You might be going through something. You might not be focused on moving forward. Just poor in spirit. But see, Jesus said, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Did you know that? One thing that we are constantly in search for is to have a spirit like Christ, to have purity. So I'm going to give you an example. So when we go grocery shopping, what do? We look for products that have no marks. We look for cans that's not dented, right? We look for boxes that's not tore. We look at the date and make sure the date is current. And, you know, I remember this commercial from Maxwell House Coffee. It says, good to the last drop. If you think about the Ivory Soap commercial, it said 99.44% pure. I mean, 99% pure. You know, and a friend of mine would jokingly ask me what was wrong with the last drop of coffee. Good to the last drop. Does that mean the last drop is not good? Is it because it's cold? You know, think about it. You know, a lot of concerns that we have is, will we make it in? Good to the last drop. We might fight the good fight of faith, and then toward the end, the enemy attack you and want to make you last until the last drop. Maxwell House Coffee. Good to the last drop. So what did Jesus do? Jesus began to teach the disciples how to have the right attitude all the way to the kingdom. So in the end, you won't be tossed this way and that way, that we'll make it in. So he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Your spirit might get poor. But he wanted us to know that theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If we keep them as the center, the center of our lives. If he can't go, we can't go. So if it gets down to the last drop and it's not good anymore, then we can't go. So the point that I'm trying to make to you is this. Have the right attitude so that it's more than good to the last drop. It's good all the way to the end. Blessed are those who mourn. Are you mourning today? Because the Bible said you will be comforted. Allow him to comfort you. You know, you might be thinking this thought and that thought. You might imagine this. You might be persecuted. You might be falsely accused. You might be lied on. It's going to happen. It's part of becoming more like Christ. But when you lied on, don't be all fleshly and get upset and try to plan and plot. Rejoice. Because they lie on Jesus. What makes you think that they're not going to lie on us or they're not going to lie on you? It's part of becoming steadfast. It's part of becoming unmovable. It is part of becoming, being able to abound in the Word of God. So, lies come with the territory. But it's okay. Because when you're not moved, when you're not shaken, hallelujah, the Bible says you'll be comforted. Blessed are those who are hungry. What are you hungry for? Are you hungry for some things? Are you, oh, I can't wait to do this, and I can't wait to go there, and I can't wait to start my business. I can't wait. What are you hungry for? What are you thirsty for? Listen, the Bible says that if you're hungry and thirsty for righteousness, you shall be filled. Let me go back one. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. What is meek? Are we meek? The meek is quiet, gentle, and easy imposed on, submissive. What is the meek? See, meekness is an attitude. It's an essential attitude, or should I say a quality of the heart. You know, you're not haughty. You're not always jumping the gun. Meekness is a quality. Hereby, when you're willing to accept and submit without resistance to the will of God. Sometimes God allows things to happen, and we just try to make it happen because it's what we want. But it's more important what
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're talking about meekness, not weakness.
Amen. Sorry for the interruption, but we're back. Hallelujah. So we're talking about meekness. It's an essential attitude. It's an equality that's in your heart, that we're not haughty. We're not, that our spirit is gentle. easy imposed upon. See, if Jesus had the attitude that some of us have, no one would have approached him. Meekness is an attribute of our human nature. It's a behavior. Amen. It's an inner, I like to call it an inner humility. Amen. Because sometimes we can be so impersonable where a person don't want to approach us. Why? Because the look on our doggone face was scary. Are you scary? Do you have a scary look on your face? Is there a meekness of welcoming someone to come and get those precious gems that God has given you? There's a meekness that comes with the attitude of Christ. So when you are truly changed, the anointing, hallelujah, it draws people to you. I'm talking about the way forward. The way forward. How to move forward. We have to have an attitude of the Beatitudes. So we have to be able to be approached. Who is approaching you? Who is afraid to approach you? Maybe because you don't want nobody to approach you. Maybe it's that. But we're sent to a dying world. And then the Bible says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Can you believe that? If you are poor in spirit, you're going to get the kingdom of heaven. And if you're moaning, you're going to be comforted. God got you. And if you're meek, you're going to inherit the earth. You don't have to try to get it. God said you're going to have the earth as your inheritance. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. So if all that belongs to God, he said it's going to be your inheritance if you're meek. Like sheep, meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. What do you hunger and thirst for? Are you hungry and thirsty for righteousness? So they will be filled? Or are you hungry and thirsty for filthy lucre, so that your bank account can be filled? Are you hungry and thirsty for more? Now, he already said that if you're meek, he's going to give you everything. So what are you hungry and thirsty for? So we must be hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Amen. So that you'll be filled. Don't you want to be fulfilled? Don't you want to sit on the mountain and be filled with everything that God has promised you? But sometimes we mess up and we go chasing a pipe dream. You know, we're running over here and we're running over there. We're trying to be filled, but that's not the way to get it. We're talking about moving, the way to move forward. The way forward. It's the condition of our heart. What are the desires of our heart? Blessed are the merciful. Who are we having mercy on? But we want mercy. But we don't give mercy. You know, I hear people say, that Negro over there, mercy. Hallelujah. And I pray right now that the spirit of mercy rest upon everyone on this line. And I thank you, Father, that we receive mercy in Jesus' name. You know, some people have the spirit of mercy on them. Remember that song, "Oh, Mercy, Mercy Me"? But we have to have mercy on others. Amen. Because when we have mercy, then the Bible says that we will receive mercy. So don't always be passing judgment on other people. Just say, "Lord, have mercy. Lord, allow me to have mercy." What is mercy? Sometimes we don't even think about mercy. You know, we just go by what we see and we jump the gun. We're not merciful. What is mercy? Mercy is showing or exercising compassion. Let's say leniency. Let's say forgiving or clemency. Amen. Bringing someone relief from something unpleasant. Amen. Sometimes we look at death as, "Oh my God, you know, Lord, they're gone." But sometimes it's the mercy of God. Just say if that person was in pain and they was living in pain, and say they was in pain for years, and the Lord has been so compassionate enough to provide relief by giving them mercy and taking them out of that body where they're not in pain anymore. I'm trying to reveal mysteries, to unlock mysteries. Amen. The Bible is enigmatic, the most enigmatic book that you could ever read. When you read it, you have to stay there to get an understanding. But we're talking about mercy. Who are we merciful to? Now, it has its balance. Amen. When we bring someone to a place of relief, "So I forgive you, Lord, have mercy. I'm compassionate toward your situation. I release leniency in my heart toward your situation. I'm giving you mercy." And when I give mercy, I get mercy. Amen. So I want to encourage everyone to look at situations in a different spiritual eye. Because the Bible says, "Blessed are those that are merciful, for they shall receive mercy." And this is one of my favorite beatitudes. Blessed are the pure in heart. Because I want to see God. I want to see him one day. I hear him. I see the side of him passing by. But I want to see God. Do you want to see God? I mean, do you actually want to see God? I want to see his face. See, the Bible says no man has seen God. No man has seen God. Amen. I mean, do you desire to see God? In 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, listen what it says. "No eyes have seen what no ears have heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things that God has prepared for us. God has some prepared things for who? Prepared people. So we have to prepare our hearts. We have to prepare our hearts. Blessed are the pure in heart. I want you to think about your heart right now. Who are you angry at? Who are you holding a grudge against? I'll tell you, that will tamper with your salvation. So we have to let it go. Now in 1 John 4:12, so I can substantiate what I was saying about no man has seen God, 1 John 4:12. For the Bible says, no man has seen God at any time. But we say we love him, right? If we love one another, God dwell in us. And his love is perfect, perfected, perfect in us. See, in this manifestation, the love of God toward us, because God sent his only begotten Son into this world that we might live, listen to this, that we might live through him, not through us, but through him. So herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. I'm trying to get a point across so that we can understand that God has established the engrafted word so that we can see him, so that we may be able to move forward. This is real. I hear someone questioning the reality of the word of God, but this is real. Blessed are the pure in heart. If you want to see God, we have to walk in forgiveness. We have to walk in love. We have to walk in his will. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Who are we making peace with? Come on. I want you to think of one person that you made peace in the midst of a confused situation. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. That's plain and blatant. We have to be peacemakers. So we say we're a child of God and we make no peace? Okay, question mark. And then let's go down a little further. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We don't have to fight. The Bible already gives us instructions. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let me go on down. Blessed are you who are, listen, when you get persecuted, when you get lied on, when you get falsely accused, I'm telling you, you're going somewhere with Christ because he gave us thick skin. So we're not fighting and trying to vindicate ourselves. Because when we fight, the flesh get in it. You know, we might use some curse words. We might even use some physical tools. But when you're falsely accused, we can rejoice and be glad. How many of us do that? How many of us, and I want to encourage you today, that when you are falsely accused, I want you to say, I'm not moved. I am not moved. Because we don't have to be moved when we're lied on. when all kind of evil is coming up against us. Pray for that person. Pray for that situation, because they persecuted the prophets that were before you. See, throughout this world, the church and our homes, a common question is being asked. People want to know if the water of life are negotiable. What do I mean by that? You know, people are looking for ways to deal with challenges, you know, to deal with uncertainties and to deal with difficult situations in life. We're looking for ways to deal with it. We want to be assured that that is the direction that God has for our life. How do we move forward? What are we to teach our children and our grandchildren and our godchildren and our seed when difficulties come in life? You know, when they come to us and they want to talk about something, and sometimes we listen, but we don't give them what they need to hear. So we let them go on in this place that they're going to miss God's best. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are. So we want to give them what they need, even though it might hurt them, even though it might cut them, even though it might make them pull away from us. But it's our job. It is our assignment to give them what they need. So at the end of the thing, like Maxwell House coffee, good to the last drop, and then you miss it in that last drop. We want to give them what they need, so it's good with all the drops. So we don't want them to not call us. We don't want them to not want to be with us or be around us, but we must tell them what they need to hear. And we have to trust God that we plant the seed. God will send someone to water it. And guess what? God, hallelujah, will give the increase. So we have to trust God that we would do what he wants us to do, that we will be a blessing to our children, that they would not miss heaven. Because I'm telling you, hell is real. So we mess around here on this earth and go to hell. We didn't tell them what they need to hear. We didn't tell them that blessed are the peacemakers. Give them the word. We didn't tell them because we fearful that they might get upset. We should be more concerned that they might miss heaven. Hallelujah. We have to tell them. We must tell them what they need to hear. What are we saying to our children? We can't let them walk in error and miss heaven. This is real. It's real. So give them the beatitude so that they can have the right attitude. Amen. We don't want them to miss heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The way forward is to give them the truth. And the truth will water the anointing of God on their life, will give them power and strength to accomplish things. That they would not be argumentative against the truth. We plant the seed of truth in their lives so that God can cause them to grow in the things of the kingdom. We need to be able to say, we have to have a pure heart. Don't let them leave your presence with their heart not being right. Because people are dropping dead. We don't know when it's the last time that we'll see our loved ones. We don't know. So we have to capitalize on every moment. I hope you hear what I'm saying to you today. When Jesus sat down with the crowd, when he saw them, he went to the mountain. And he sat down. And guess what? They was drawn to him because he was full of the Beatitudes. They were drawn to him. So every opportunity that you get to sow into the lives of others, give them what they need. If it's correction, give it to them. Because hell is real. You don't want them to be tormented. Eternally tormented. You want to water them. You want to water them with truth. You want to water them with truth. Amen. We can't afford to let them leave our presence and not give them what God has given us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the presence of the Lord soak into your membranes. Let his presence, let his engrafted word rest in your spirit. Don't let a day go by that you don't plant a seed in someone's life, that their life may be made better having heard the word of truth. And only then can we say, hallelujah, salvation and glory. Because our days are numbered. And we are going to leave this earth. But where do our destiny lie? Where? So we have to get it right today because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. The way forward is to check our hearts. Water your heart with the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Have mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And this is how we navigate life. This is how we meet the challenges, the uncertainties, and the difficulties in life. This is what we are to teach our children and our grandchildren. A lifetime of living the Beatitudes, day after day, year after year, is how we overcome ourselves. So the Beatitudes are not simply Jesus' helpful hints for happy living, They're not the church version or hint of wholesome living. You know, they are, I like to say, a descriptive mindset of Jesus' heart. They're kingdom values. Amen. They reveal what the kingdom life is like. They shape our lives, our longing to be like God's life, our longing to make it into the kingdom of heaven, our longing to be in his presence. And most of the time, we twist it and we distort kingdom living. So I want to encourage everyone today, ask God to give you a purity in your mindset, a purity way of thinking, pure thinking, a pure heart. It's a heart thing, people of God. Let all that mess be the past, because we don't know when we're going to be called home. Allow Jesus to be the center of it all. So repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, allow me, God, to be in your presence. Allow me, God, to walk in holiness, God. Allow me, Father, to have a pure heart. Might not sin against you, Father. Allow me to stand in the midst of persecution. Allow me to hear your voice, Father, that I may be meek. Allow me to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Allow me to be a peacemaker, Father. And when my spirit is poor, God, I know that I'll inherit the earth. Allow me to walk in all of the beatitudes. Give me the right attitude. Wake me up when I'm asleep, when I'm tempted to think the wrong way. Give me what I need, Father, so that I become more like you. In the name of Jesus, I want to be more like you. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to live life and miss it. I don't want to go through all of this and miss heaven. Let thy will be done in my life, so I may represent you. Let me soar in an overflow anointing of the Beatitudes, God, so that I'm not moved by Satan's devices. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Let his salvation and glory rest upon your people, Father. As we leave this line, Let us go out and compel. First, our loved ones to truly forgive, to truly accept your will in their lives. Give us a stamina, God, to be hungry and thirsty for righteousness' sake. Let us not tolerate sin, Father, for you hate it. And allow us to hate it, Father. Let us not compromise for heaven's sake. Hallelujah. Let your spirit rejoice, for this is the day the Lord has made. I encourage you to rejoice. I encourage you to rejoice and be glad in it, in the name of Jesus. Let that sound of heaven rest upon you as you go out. Let the sound of rain be in your life. Soak in his presence and go out and compel men and women to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't try to fit in, because you don't. Be set apart for the master's use. Glory to God. And I decree and declare that you're walking in heaven's best, that you're dressed for the weather. Amen. The weather of the kingdom. Amen. Bring it. Bring correction and love. Be steadfast and unmovable. Always abound in the work of the Lord. I want to say God bless everyone. Walk in God's best. And that's the Beatitudes. This is our portion. Amen. Tell somebody about Jesus today. Let's just get it right. We can't be in between. We have to move forward with a pure heart, so that when God calls us home, there's no question that we finished our course. Amen. 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 I want to tell you today that I have nothing but love for you. Elder and I bring you love and greetings. Please keep us lifted up when you pray, that we may fulfill everything that God has called us to do. And we pray that same prayer for you. And in closing, we want to encourage you, and those that's already sown into the ministry, we want to let you know that as you sow, we are lifting you and your family up in prayer daily, that the blessings of the Lord is making you rich and addeth no sorrow. So if you like what we're doing, we want to encourage you to sow at Giveify, www.giveify.com. Look for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. Sow into the ministry. Every seed, we give it back to the kingdom of God and God's people. God bless everyone. I want to thank you so much for tuning in and allowing God to sow into your life with the word of truth. God bless everyone. You're covered with the blood of Jesus. We do this every single time we're on the line. We have communion. So I want to give you a moment to get your communion ready, for this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to play Jesus at the center of it all while you prepare your communion. If you don't have it, go get it. Because he said if we don't commune with him, we have no parts in him. So get your communion, and I'll give you a moment to do so.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end.
From beginning to the end.
It will always be. It's always been you.
Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus, everyone is joining us for a time of communion because we understand that this brings health to our bodies, our minds. This is what the word says. It brings healing. This is our portion. This is our portion. For Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God, that what we have prepared, Lord God, that you would change it from natural use to spiritual use. God, that this is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the blood of Jesus. And by faith, we thank you for converting it. God, you said that if we're not willing to drink of your blood and eat of your flesh, that we had no part in you, God. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father, we thank you that we're communing with you, Father. Thank you, God, because you look beyond our faults, God, and you see our needs. So, Father, we ask you to forgive us, God. Forgive us for any thoughts. Forgive us for any actions, any deeds, Lord God, that we may have said or we may have even put in our hearts, God. God, we ask your forgiveness. God, allow us to become more like you. Allow us, God, to eat and drink together. Make us one with you, Father. Make us one with one another. Make us one, God. So we lift up the body and the blood. We sit at the table and we eat together. Let your word be engrafted in our spirit. For you was broken that we might be made whole. Make us whole today, God. In the name of Jesus, let us eat the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Eat and eat all of it. Let us drink the blood of Jesus, where it was shed that we might live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, everyone. Hallelujah. Just know that there's nothing too hard for God. I join my faith with yours. Whatever you're believing God for that lines up with his will, we ask God to make it happen because of your obedience, that God is doing what you asked of him in the name of Jesus. For we know it was the blood of Jesus that's making us whole right now. Amen, amen, and amen. Nothing but the blood. I want to say God bless everyone, that you will walk in God's best. Thank you for joining. And just know that COVID can't stop what God is trying to do in your life. Amen, amen. I'm going to release you from the line, but I want to encourage you not to ever leave his presence. Amen. God bless everyone. Have a supernatural rest of your day. Walk in God's best because you're triumphing in everything that you do. God bless you.
There are a lot of things that are true that do not save. There is only one message that is true and that does save. And that is the gospel message. This makes the gospel message the most important message in the world. The reason why the gospel message is so important is because it addresses the greatest need of humanity. After the fall of mankind, in the garden, sin entered humanity. And the Bible tells us in Romans 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And death is